This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 62 of BookCareers.com Live. Well, what a week. With the London Book Fair cancelled and it feels like the apocalypse about to happen, every publisher seems to be finally embracing remote working, and that is the topic for this week's podcast. I'm here with Graham Douglas, who tweets as Publisher Geek. And Graham has over 30 years experience of working in publishing, and he and I are old friends of this remote working. Graham, would you like to tell us a bit more about yourself?
Yes, firstly, thanks Suzanne for inviting me to join the podcast. As you mentioned, I've worked in publishing for 30 years, and that's across a range of functions, from book and journal production through to editorial positions as a acquisitions editor, senior publisher, through to roles in programming as well. So I've seen publishing from a number of angles. And as you mentioned, I have worked remotely, I think, for a total of 16 years in my career, 10 of those working freelance, but six years working remotely for two different employers. One was based in America, and I'm currently working for a company called Overleaf in London, and they're a software company who produce an online editor that scientific and technical authors use for writing their articles. They have a very diverse team working across the world as well, in America, in Malaysia, and all over Europe. So it's very much a remote working first company, which is nice to be part of.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk about people approaching remote working for the first time. Let's start with the employee. What does an employee need to have to be able to work from home effectively?
I think first and foremost, some preparation before you do anything. I mean, the amount of preparation you need to do will, of course, depend on whether it's a short term working at home, for example, due to the current coronavirus crisis, where you may be working home for 2 or 3 weeks. But if you're planning a much longer period of working at home, then certainly you need to get properly equipped. Just taking your laptop home and plugging it in is really not going to suffice for long-term working at home. You need a properly equipped environment. So that will include, as a minimum, you're going to need a second large monitor, because most laptops really are not adequate for working on, for a long period of time. So you're going to need a good monitor for starters. You're also going to need a full-size keyboard and a mouse. You may also want to equip yourself with a decent microphone and some nice headphones. And of course, you need somewhere nice to work. Now, depending on your facilities available to you, you certainly will need to make sure you can have somewhere with peace and quiet, particularly if you're doing video calls and or talking to clients. So that's kind of the very minimum basics that you need to start thinking about. And because you're working from home, you're not going to be part of the corporate network. So things like antivirus software are absolutely essential. Things like managing your backups, how you're going to do that. All of this aspect should be discussed with your IT team and your manager to make sure that you've got a properly equipped setup so that you are safe from virus corruptions and you're taking the necessary privacy and security considerations. So all of these should be at the forefront of your thinking before you even start to go into working remotely for an extended period of time.
That's great. And is there anything else an employer can do to help remote working work more effectively?
I guess that kind of depends on the scale of the employer and their experience in remote working. But as a general rule, I would say that the world is moving increasingly towards remote working for various reasons. Of course, the coronavirus is forcing it upon some companies to do so. But increasingly, to recruit the best talent, remote recruitment is going to be important. So what companies can do really is to take remote working seriously. And I would say I would include in that the activities of recruitment agencies as well. They should be a little more proactive in seeing if remote working is available in the positions that they recruit for. So companies should make remote working and planning for it part of their wider corporate strategy, and that includes HR policies, that includes, for example, the IT function, because people who work from home are going to have different IT needs and support requirements compared to someone who's in the office. So ideally, you'd have someone within the IT function who is, or at least can part specialize in supporting remote staff, and certainly be patient and help them get established and set up and bedded in, and answer questions such as, you know, is there broadband, for example, fast enough to deal with the kind of work that they do? Because, for example, someone who's working in graphic design or video production and pushing around lots of large files is going to need access to resources that somebody, for example, in commissioning might not need, because perhaps their requirements are less demanding. So think carefully about how you bring remote working into the larger company planning. And from the remote working experiences, try to develop an efficient onboarding process for potential future employees who may start with you on a remote working basis. So, you know, document the challenges across different departments and proactively manage them and address them, and just bring it into the mainstream thinking and try to create an onboarding process that is as smooth and as efficient as possible. Now, of course, you know, going as part of that is management culture and the trust of managers. Some people can take to it very easily, others can't. So factor in the human element as well. But really my key message would be take remote working seriously, not just now, but in the longer term, and make it part of your corporate planning, your recruitment, your HR policies, your IT systems and processes, so that it becomes a natural state of affairs. And when you advertise for roles, you know, make remote working a possibility. You will probably recruit from a much wider talent pool as well.
That's really helpful. Thank you. I mean, I know when I've worked on business continuity planning, it's all very been about transferring the office from one building to another seamlessly. It's never really focused on what would happen with something like the situation we're in now. Now, I do know that from an employer's perspective, probably their number one concern is, how do you know that your employees are not skiving? What sort of check-ins and people management needs to be in place to reassure the employer that their employee isn't just, you know, sitting there playing computer games instead of doing work?
I guess I would start from the position of, how do you know they're working when they're in the office? So what sort of metrics, what sort of judgments do you take to arrive at the position or the view that this person is doing their job? Obviously, you have a performance appraisals, but just because someone's sitting in the office, you know, staring at a screen, doesn't necessarily mean they're being as productive as they could. And we all know that's true. So the question is, if you're looking at a long-term remote working opportunity for someone, you've really got to address what success looks like for the manager, what success looks like for the employee who's going to work remotely, and what success looks like for the teams and individuals that employee works with. So certainly, if you're working in something like technical support or sales or customer services, you may be using an application such as Front, for example, to manage the email communications. Now, tools like that give you the ability to see what's coming in and what's going out in terms of, you know, support inquiries resolved, etc., etc. So you can get metrics on that fairly easily. Perhaps with something like commissioning, it's a little bit more open-ended. and slightly harder to define what the outputs are. So if you're not sort of sure of these things, you know, in the early days, have regular meetings between yourself and your manager, regular video calls, draw up you know, a schedule of work that needs to be done, see how the person gets through it, and just manage it slowly until you get to the point where you are comfortable that person is working efficiently and effectively. You know, you can use informal methods such as talking to colleagues that they're working with. Is stuff getting done on time? There's no substitute really for having a, you know, having a video call, but don't make them too frequent, and try to avoid the risk of peering over their virtual shoulder, as it was, and trying to create to-do lists that you check off every other day, because the kind of people that want to work remotely do want the trust and the respect for doing their job, even though they're not actually in the office. So it's all about building up trust. It's all about you defining what success looks like in terms of somebody doing their job well. Agree those criteria, agree those metrics, and draw up a plan for monitoring them that's effective for the type of role that you are looking at. And learn to trust people as well. I think people do want to be trusted.
Thank you. That's really, really helpful. Thanks for your time today, Graham, and keep well. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.